call on first and bring me. I think straight to back and work. I'm going to read some new poems and some poems from my collection. People sometimes ask where the poems come from, and you know, do you have a muse, and is it hard? And of course, sometimes it is hard. So I thought I'd begin with a kind of a poetic manifesto, and it's called Maternity. I want to have poems by cesarean section. Wearing my infallible lip gloss and counting on my designer obstetrician. I will keep my bulk discreet, drink liters of San Pellegrino, strive to avoid plie gravidarum, label them later if it comes to it. Try to live a normal life despite the media. And when it's time for delivery, my lines will glide out, rearing to open their lungs and wail as true as any natural birth. I read a couple of love poems from my collection on Food County. Yoga class. I skipped my yoga class because the man was due to fix the curtain rail. Upstairs, he poised in heavy boots on the edge of my bed, but not before prudently peeling back the elegant blue brown Thomas duvet. Beneath him I stood at optimal angle to flaunt my cleavage to hand him through. Smoothly he inserted the roll plug, then with slightly quicker breath he drove it deep into my freshly painted, trembling orchid white walls. Threading the hoops onto the pole, we lifted it together, our fingers touching as he tenderly completed the work. Later, we did yoga together, dreamt up new asanas and held them and each other until light began blinking through my brand new curtains. I had a bit of fun dating for a while. This one's called the prison officer. PO is short for prison officer. After a spate of bankers called Frank and IT head, mostly Evan or Ivan or Keith, it felt like progress to meet CJ, a PO from my sneak. CJ had a soft face, well-meaning, and a soft, hidden apron of flesh beneath his navy fleece. He had friendly hands and a deep, rich, melting, chocolate voice. She saved his messages to playback over and over. He told her about work, the inmates, their rights, to see a doctor every day, to go to mass on holy days. I think they have too many holy days. I should get rid of some of them. By the way, I like their hair. Their diet. After a spate of thanking from Frank, who was good at asking her how much she earned, it was different anyway to hear about prison, the rec yard, the fight, the being liked, not being called a Scrooge. What could be rarer, she thought, than to live half your life inside and to like it. Coming up to Halloween, so I will read a poem called The Spell. Instantly, you will know. You will turn from the book you will be reading, or the wood you will be turning, or the friend of a kind friend who later introduce us. There will be no crisis of conversion, since by then you will be dwelling under clean slates, waiting for the moment when the collie at your heel barks twice, makes eyes at the collie at mine. And in this version of your certain future, I will turn to you, admire your dog's fine coat, and you will know instantly. Einstein said, what counts can't always be counted, and what counted doesn't always count. Who's counting? He wore contact lenses for the first 3 dates. French Connection shirt, your warm cheeks shaved. You brought yellow daisies on every second date. Refilled my wine glass after every second date. He played me Gershwin, braised me tofu, praised my texture, oiled my shoulders, wormed my compost, turned my corners, said you loved me on the 62nd date. A couple of poems relate to my father's death and my mother's death, and the first one is based in Kilkenny, where my parents live, called Remembrance. On Christmas Eve morning, my mother cracked 3 wreaths for the recent dead. At the last one, my father's, she sinks holly and chrysanthemums in a ring of quicksand. We bear them like frankincense, silent down modern street, oasis touching our fingertips. I unlock the church gate, lean over freshly cut stone. From over the road, outside lanterns, even as we whisper our greetings, flies a loaded taunt. To the fine arts for a Protestant. Washing dishes for my mother. Uncovered the tight bound, spring coloured heart of a butterhead lettuce. One of the last things on earth I can offer you. I clatter dishes. You wait in the half dark for a supper that will not sustain you. Later, hands drop into grateful water, wishing these dishes would continue forever. If this were all that was left to me, it would contain me. My hand on your plate and cup in a moss-green basin, purposeful, wiping away the sneers of the world. I have a couple of poems about my experience of breast cancer a few years ago. The first one is called Mastectomy. You get given certain things in twos, lovebirds, bookends, matching china tea mugs. And even though on any given morning, it is all you even think of to book one fine china, top designer, dust blue tea mug from your dry beach draining rack, to boil and pour and stir and watch Darjeeling Tower spiral. There are still the days when there is company for breakfast. And on these fine mornings, let me tell you, it is good to know that there are 2 extra special, same but different, unchipped breakfast blue mugs made to grace your table. And one of the effects of the medication, as sure some of you know, post-mastectomy is early menopause, so symptoms. It's not real menopause, it's like a standard menopause, but anyway, it's just as bad. This one's called menopause. She's been loitering, weaving by in soft tailored XL suits. her hints at wisdom, promises of power disguising her shape. I meet her in the shower, free falling breasts lounge across the creases of her belly. She teases me, cries, "Nonsense," clinging to the cramping calendar of youth when freedom is at hand. And now the magic pill is going to catapult me forward in years, high-speed me, pouting and railing to the palace of the crone, sweat me, dry me, whisper me the secrets, make me mature before my time. And this last one on the sort of a medical theme, but this is more about the hospital system, and it also refers to the new mecca for Irish homeowners, IKEA. Easter Sunday in IKEA and A&E. We're in IKEA when the care home rings to say the mum should go to hospital. Abandoning the Easter Sunday marzipan and meatballs, we buy a Rutger swivel chair, boxed up so neat we won't know till we're home its legs are missing. In A&E, the transfer letter's been mislaid. The pregnant doctor barks unanswerable questions like, "Can you lift your leg?" decides to do a reflex test, applies a pointer to the patient's toe. She kicks, wheels, "Take the gun away!" The doctor tries the other foot, "The gun! The gun!" "Well," says the doctor, "she can move her leg." Nothing can be done until the letter is found. We pass the trolley hours with the IKEA catalogue, admire a Mansfeld corner sofa bed with storage, praise the finish on the Torsby dining table. Clutching a balled up corner of her sheet, your mother polishes the pages. When we have read and she has dusted every one, we start to sing. As Christ the Lord is risen today, her mother moves her lips. The lyrics are forgotten, so we hum "A Green Hill Far Away" repeatedly until she sleeps. Corruption blues. You're on my screen saver, my database. Your name reverberates in my hard wiring. Get off my wallpaper, my recycled bin. Stop dropping cookies in my biscuit tin. Cause there's a new disc, baby, in my hard drive. And a new name, baby, on all my files. You're on my screen saver, my database. Just tell me how, lover, and I'll press the race. You're a viral imposition in your skulking Trojan horse. You're the demons in my download, interrupting intercourse. I pour diesel on my firewall code IT 100 times. I'm telling you, baby, get off my file. You're on the screen saver, my database. Just tell me how, lover, and I'll press zero. This is sort of a travel poem. First night in Morocco. We slept in Inezgan, a transport hub like Crewe, Dubai, or Limerick Junction. Herds of petty taxis, blue cattle in a mart, vied for our dirhams. Throughout our meal, a TV program about life, my eyes on my fried egg. To blur the sound, we told each other old trips, Cusco, Khao Sok, Mount Kenya. One brown blanket on our bed, a smell of drains. I woke up to the male sounds of trucks and prayers. Rolled over to your long sleeves, long legs, your 5-bar heat. Next day, we would taste mint tea, our first tagine. Travel across country. Watch from the window of a bus, a traffic accident. The car, blood on its bonnet. The camel crumpled on her side, her head ruptured, her owner holding up his hand. You okay? Am I all right? It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, keep going. Well, very good.
If you were, you
would have been there. A later love poem. I'm introducing my husband to my ex. It's really hard. I did not need to say to you, darling, this is ex. The one who pumped my heart with helium and cast it airborne to the wind. For it lay punctured, inhaling yellow, no longer certain what it was for. And this, my love, is why, the same why who inherited my ex while I was still talking funny, boosted and high. So much time has passed that we all feel safe come out again, our adjusted hearts vacuum packed against accidental damage, but valiant, curious, and light. Mm-hmm. Great background music, too, isn't it? Labels. The woman ahead of me in the queue for customer services at the Bank of Ireland folded up her copper eyelid hair in such a way that you can read the Gothic characters sunk in to the fair skin and fat that mask her first thoracic vertebra. Splayed out between the curve of neck and rim of her black t-shirt, Robbie, just where a label would be. I think of Robbie, cushioned by the bolster of her back, intact in his indelibility, and wonder, has he too absorbed this lover's name? Shania, Sasha, or Sinead, under the hood of his quicksilver hoodie? Or has he got a line of limited edition lovers scattered over Cork, each one bearing his brand? Staying with, going back really a bit into the past, this poem is called To Olga, and it's written about the great dinner of Orbit. Some of you might remember. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be, she's known as the mother of dinner. You were the only girl on my wall, a Jackie centerfold doing a forward split across the torn out staple. I was 10, you were 17, and more exotic even than a Mormon boy with puppy eyes. He could sing, but you could backflip on the high bar, backed up on the beam. You could fly the floor and bend like Slinky. Circus brave, you turned the world's head, filled each girl's head with Olympic gold. I practiced handstands, chalked my palms. I scaled the rope to write your name on the ceiling. When you got a 9.8 in the uneven bars, we all booed the black and white Munich judges. Give her 10. In Montreal, it was all about Nadia. Girls and the world are fickle. Nowadays, you live in Arizona, drive a Subaru, teach kids the Corbett flip. Someone called Alyssa posts, I would like to be Olga Corbett one day, but I do not want to be a shoplifter. Alluding to fig, tea, cheese, and syrup picked up by mistake in Gwinnett County. Someone called Christian tells her she's unkind. Even Nixon told her, back when Belarusians didn't cry. I have always been impressed with your ability to land on your feet. And to finish another poem about words. It's called Bookmark, and it's addressed to a bookmark. Be my space keeper. Save my place within a paragraph or two. Caress my paragraph or two, and you may rest on my soft lap as I progress through episodes which you don't need to know about. Be my space keeper, hard-wearing, reliable, beautiful thing. As I daydream past the chapters, may I nibble at your borders, as I nibble at your borders. You may shiver at my boldness. Be prepared for silent times, for years on end, when all the stories are about betrayal, all the poems drench you in my sad, sad rain. And in return, what you love best, all night, each night, enfolded in the centerfold by warm, tight paper, hers, your place, my place, in the body of words. Thank you very much.